Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get on the air this hour of the Good Day program, brought to you by Good Mental Health. We're going to do as much as we can to make you well-adjusted, if you will, as we take a deep dive. When I say we, I mean Jessica is here with me, and I'm Dudley. We can change the whole context of the program there, Jay. And Dudley on the air on the Good Day program for Friday. It's May the 12th, isn't it, already? It's May the 12th. Unga Bunga. You know what we missed yesterday was National Children's Mental Health Awareness Day, although I probably coupled it, or could have coupled it, with a couple of stories about autism and ADHD. The National Children's Mental Health Awareness Day, observed as an annual event. It's on the Thursday of the first full week of May. And what the purpose here, put together by the folks that have tried to raise awareness of the importance of every child's mental health. In fact, there should be a National Mental Health Awareness Day, children included, but there are certainly, as we look around at society and the crazy things that are happening, do you know that so far this year, 444 people have been killed in massacres by mostly young white men? Ooh. Imagine that as a stat.
Yeah.
444. And yet, when we look back at our children, what's more precious? How do we turn them, because we do, we as parents, we as teachers, we as friends, we as members of society, we're the ones that make these people, serious mental illness comes, the emotional disturbances that happen come from chemical imbalances in your body,
mm-hmm.
come from experiences, and maybe there are...
Sometimes it's just from there since birth. Other times it is due to trauma or something like that. It's always that psychology versus sociology conversation.
Yep. Yep.
But also, have you noticed whenever there are mass killings of any kind or just a killing of any kind, The topic is always focused on the murder weapon. It's always the gun conversation, or if it was a vehicle, and then people have the rhetorical, sarcastic response of, oh, are they going to take our STDs away next? It's never the actual conversation of why it happened, what caused this to happen. It's always the murder weapon that stays in the focus.
Yep. Crazy. All right, speaking of crazy, the two men, I don't know if you remember this or not, there was a scheme a while back that I chuckle about this because Law and Order could do really a good job with this story. There were two men who got indicted because they were involved in a scheme to stuff fish with weights in order to win tournaments. They'd been sentenced to 10 days in prison and ordered to forfeit a $130,000 boat. They cheated. They lied. And the attention that's given to them will teach your youngsters to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And then also probably a pretty good example of how sometimes the law works in strange ways. More attention given to this kind of thing than some of these murders that we were talking about. The fish scandal. Da-da-da-dun. Doodly-doo. So,
I love that they like actually thought, too, that they wouldn't be caught. Like, they don't examine
the
fish.
Is that stupid?
They're weighing these things. Of course they're going to actually look at it and notice that there are things stuffed inside.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of things that are kind of silly, or maybe something else, maybe you can come up with another word for this. For the first time, the government is going to pay for a large study measuring whether overdoses can be prevented by safe injection sites. This is a beauty. Listen to this. The safe injection sites, by the way, defined as places where people can use heroin and other drugs, illegal drugs, and be revived if they take too much. $5 million going to a couple of universities to study it out. And they're going to enroll 1,000 drug users to study the effects of these sites on overdoses to gauge potential savings for the healthcare system. And I suppose the criminal justice system, in a manner of speaking, as well.
Yeah.
So
I can see where it makes sense on the one hand. On the other hand, is it going to encourage continuous and more habitual drug use rather than helping the addiction, which is an illness?
Can you know that before this starts? How do you know that before you actually get it started? I think I did.
Well, if you're addicted and you find that there's a way that you can safely do it, wouldn't you be like, score, win-win?
Yeah, but isn't this the government sort of encouraged? There are people who will read this or hear this and they'll say, wait a minute, the government's basically telling people or researching, paying for research to tell people where it's safe to stick a needle in their arm and where it isn't safe. So this, what do you do to prevent people from dying? Is this a way or is this just an easier way?
What do you mean where it's safe, where it isn't safe?
Well, this is aimed at finding safe injection sites on your body.
Oh, right? I thought this was like locations where people can go to safely use drugs, and should they overdose, they won't die because there's medical staff to revive them.
I think it's probably a little of both. I read it as finding a place in your body to stick the needle. But, yeah, I suppose you could read it as where do you go? You know, do you stand on the corner watching all the girls go by and say to the girls, hey, look at this. I found a safe place to stick the needle. Watch me. They're going to, you know, over 100,000 people are dying a year now from drug overdose, overdosing. And is it all from the needle or some of it's got to be from fentanyl and eating pills, taking pills, too, is it not? I understand why you say that because a lot of these people are known as
supervised injection sites. So it's where people can use these kind of drugs without a fear of overdosing because... Or prosecution or spreading disease or anything because there are almost medical personnel there.
Yeah, Amsterdam is all about that. You can do any drug you want in certain places in Amsterdam. Maybe this is modeled after that. But as you can imagine, the first governor to sign on is that great Mr. Newsom in California. Let's do it. Okay, anyway.
New York City opened the first publicly recognized safe injection site back in 2021. So I wonder if that has shown enough data where others are getting involved, because I know Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico are considering it as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, again, addiction is an illness. Is this feeding into the illness rather than helping to stop it?
I don't see that. I see nothing good in the drug culture. I see there's one of the things that is happening now, and I don't know, this does not necessarily address it, but the amount of drugs, these kind of drugs, any kind of drugs, are being flushed down your toilets, flushed out into the main sewerage system, and they get into that. You know, there are a couple of water treatment plants in several areas around here, and they're always finding the mechanism for, you know, sort of separating out the solids with the liquids. The machines get plugged up because these needles and, you know, the stuff that goes along with drug, what's the right word, drug involvement, drug usage, this stuff gets into the people flush the craziest things down the toilet. Wow.
I did always wonder what happened to the stuff that does get flushed, because we are encouraged when we have certain medications that are no longer needed or maybe out of date, we are encouraged to take them back, or an alternative is to flush them down the toilet as well. And I always wondered what happened to those if wildlife got to it.
Who? Well, that's it. Who said that it was a good idea to flush them down the toilet. The druggies do, is they don't get caught. But I don't know. I don't know. That doesn't sound like a great idea to me. So, at any rate, let's keep moving here. Friday, lots of things to talk about. There's lots to talk about. All these things to talk about and never enough time. The North Carolina woman got the surprise of her life purchasing a winning lottery ticket. She got the surprise of her life because she took out a big mortgage to buy her first house. And then Patricia Simmons of Greensboro, North Carolina, bought a lucky $30 Millionaire Maker scratch-off ticket. And by golly, she won. Now she has no more mortgage.
That is
good for
amazing.
Her. Yeah, it is, right? Winner, winner. Isn't that, don't we have a spot playing James Collins's in the control room in our main studio in Dallas? We have a commercial?
It's chickendinnercasino.com. That's it.
So what? Instead of winning money, you win some rubber chicken? What happens?
Just something like that, I'm sure.
God. Unga bunga. All right, let's see if we can do something that's really good for all of us, good for your immune system. You know what I'm going to talk about. You've heard me now for quite a long time, a month or so, talking about Balance 7. Balance 7 is a way for you to address the discomfort in your body when you eat the wrong things. Maybe you've been eating the wrong things for a long time and you've got so much acid in your stomach from drinking coffee and alcohol and eating all that fast food junk that you need Balance 7 in order to survive and feel good, because there's such an acid buildup in your body, and that brings your immune system down to function zero. So when your immune system doesn't function, you got all kinds of discomfort, right? Heartburn, ay, ay, ay. So let's get to Balance 7 by calling 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. You get a special deal. That's 800-793-9039. Feel good again.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through a mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for all the card combo orders.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All kinds of info here on Good Day, 23 after the hour. It's May the 12th, so May the 12th be with you. Wasn't it a week ago? We were celebrating May the 4th be with you, so May the 12th be with you. In social media terms, we find lots of different things. Jay does a lot of research, nosing around, sticking her nose into other people's business. Yeah, that's what we like to do. Let's go get those celebrities.
We're not in the careers of minding our own business.
No, we aren't. Absolutely not. Okay, so anyway, Jackie Kennedy, apparently, according to a new book, has this scoop about her husband, John F. Kennedy. She had it all along, and yet she didn't do anything about it. She's been gone. Well, let's talk about this. Hold on a second. Hold your horses. We'll continue with this exciting extravaganza of information right after this exciting announcement.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right. Just slip in. To do hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Buy slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Jay, we seem to never let go of some issues and some personalities. And certainly when it comes to the Kennedys and John Kennedy, the first Kennedy, well, he was elected to office. He was a congressman, he was a senator, and then he was president. And his wife was considered to be glamorous by many. I never thought she was that glamorous, but at any rate, I'm not necessarily the arbiter of what's beautiful. She's been dead for 29 years, which in and of itself is a slammer. It really is. There's a new book out, though, called Camera Girl. And the author of the book, Carl Anthony, has explored the topic of what she knew about her husband's fooling around. And apparently she knew all about his infidelity. And she didn't mind that at all. She liked being his wife, and And the first lady, right?
And she was also very realistic, it seems, because she there was infidelity before they got married, and she knew about it, and she understood that it was very likely that it would continue even in marriage.
Yeah. So what kind of a guy is that? Well, I suppose you'd ask the question, what does she think of herself? Why doesn't she have, there would be, because she had no self-respect? She allowed Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, people have different kinds of relationships. Some people have the open relationships where they both can step out. It's okay. It's maybe she was ahead of her time.
Mm-hmm. So you think that would be okay?
Rather than lack of.
Would you have
self-confidence?
If your husband was maybe this is not a fair question.
Well, we don't have an open relationship. There's no understanding there.
Right.
But others do.
It's death to the vagrants who violate our relationship. Yeah, I mean, you should. You need to have an agreement. No matter what it is, both people need to understand that this is what we want. This is what we'll have. Mm-hmm. It appears that Will Smith and his wife, Jada, have that sort of relationship. At least that's the rumor, if it's true. And there are other people who are famous, and then there are those who get caught with affairs, and
it seems like athletes a lot are always doing that if they're traveling, and I think to a certain point, some people have needs that maybe one person cannot fill, and
so
that
then
person
do
might
we,
understand.
We forgive Trump, as Trump, his wife's apparently forgiven him, so
I don't think it's from the outside looking in, it has to be within the marriage that
inside.
Decides.
Right, exactly. All right, there it is, another bit of food for thought here, 48 after the hour. Or wait a minute, 28 past the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, canine cognitive dysfunction. Years ago, it was called old dog disease, but here are some of the warning signs that you as a good pet guardian should know. If you notice your dog starting to wander aimlessly, or if he appears lost and confused in the yard or house, if he gets stuck in corners or behind furniture, stares into space or walls, has difficulty walking through doors, doesn't recognize familiar people, doesn't respond to verbal cues the way he used to, appears to forget reasons for going outdoors, decreased or altered the response to family members, solicits attention less. That's just a partial list. You know, there's a lot of things that can be done. Years ago, you go to the veterinarian and the doctor would say, you know, it's just a matter of the dog aging. It's kind of like doggy Alzheimer's disease. But now there are medications on the market and other things you can do. We find that with human beings, if we keep their brain more active, they're less apt to get cognitive dysfunction. Same thing with your dog. Even the older dog should learn new tricks. Take them to new locations. This way you can have a long, healthy, happy life together and your dog will remember everything you ever taught it. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As thousands of migrants from around the world are gathering at the southern border, the Florida Attorney General says a federal judge in Florida has issued a temporary restraining order that will prohibit the Biden administration from releasing any illegal immigrants crossing the border for the next 2 weeks. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tweeted the news last night. Earlier Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said that without the release policy and other measures, there could be 45,000 migrants in custody by the end of the month. As of yesterday, there were more than 28,000 in custody. An appeal is expected. The House passed a Republican-written bill designed to restrict the flow of migrants across the border by allocating money into personnel and equipment and making it harder to seek asylum and codifying Trump-era policies, such as resuming construction of a southern border wall. The vote was 219-213, largely along party lines. Lance Pry, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. at no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Talking. Amazing.
Yeah, I like Stevie Nicks, and I like talking, so here we are. I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven because Jay's with me. Jay Kirshner at the ready. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program for Friday, the Friday before Mother's Day. Have you played the match game yet? Have you asked your mother all those questions that I suggested you have them focus on? Let's get to Mom and what she likes about herself and what she likes or dislikes in general. Like, what's your mother's favorite song? There's Stevie Nicks. Maybe she likes that song. Maybe
or ask about her experiences, her memories.
Yeah.
Her favorite childhood memory or something she loved about her days in high school. Her favorite recipe that her mom used to make.
Ah, there's a good question. So do we have some of those answers on our comments from social media that we might have in the talk radio review later on? The Mother's Day match game. What's your favorite TV show? Do you know these things? If you don't know them, ask.
Come Monday. I think people are waiting
Monday.
To play it on Mother's Day.
Oh, on the weekend. Yeah, okay. That's a good idea. Yep. And so set it up. And that way your mom will know that you're really interested in her. I think a lot of times people go and they buy things. I don't think Mother's, Father's Day is coming up too, or important on birthdays. Do they really want presents, or do they want to know that you're engaged with them and interested in what's going on in their lives? I would much
rather have
that.
It probably depends on the age of the child, the age of the mom. If you are a mother of young children, mm-hmm. maybe you want to have a spa day. Maybe you want to book a hotel where only you go there.
Yeah,
Yeah, you want a day off.
Yeah.
Or if you have adult children that don't live nearby, maybe you want a special visit from them or something like that.
I just think it's a way to connect more. That deep connectedness between ourselves and others is important because I think, among other things, helps develop compassion, understanding what goes on, not only with ourselves, because we need to understand ourselves. I think a lot of people don't even understand themselves. But how we live our lives, do you practice compassion? And I don't mean giving in. I mean the way when people have problems and it may affect you, do you give them a chance or two? I always think with some people there's no tolerance, but then there's others. I know a fellow that I work with who's very compassionate. He hires people and gives them two or three chances before, you know, and if they are okay, that's great. If they aren't, well, sorry, this doesn't work. And I think that's, you know, a lot of times it's one and done with some people. But that's something to keep in mind anyway. All right, let's see what's happening weather-wise around the country. Record-breaking heat. Let's see. Tornadoes, flash flooding. This has been a part of this spring and every spring. Moved in this week from the Great Plains all the way up to North Dakota. 9 states under flood alerts up in Montana. The 3 or 4 stations up there. How do you do, Montana? You're going to have some wild weather this weekend all the way sort of down to MISSISSIPPI. Tornado watch in effect for northern Louisiana. And
softball-sized hail.
Damaging
winds. In Colorado and Kansas.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, Oklahoma, where they had some severe weather last night, actually, well into the night. Tulsa, Wichita. Woof. I don't know. You know that Wichita is actually the exact center of the country?
Is it really?
Go for a mile. If you go east from Wichita and west from Wichita, exactly the same number of miles. There it is.
Wow.
You heard it here first, or maybe you didn't hear it. But that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. All right, so let's see here. What else? I don't know. We can overcook this. There were a lot of storms. Maybe that's the way we wrap.
Well, yeah, in Seattle, Portland had summer-like heat.
Yep, very hot.
Already, right. Very early in the season.
Yeah, hot down in the Southern California as well. Although in the upper 80s, we had the temperatures here in New England just pushing 80 yesterday. First time it's gotten that warm. And it feels like we're into the warm weather months. The observation made by some is that pretty much as usual, we go from, because the weather here last week was 50 degrees, rainy, yuck. And then in a week, it changes to almost almost summer-like. And what's going on? Global warming, of course! Not.
But I always found it interesting with the temperatures where coming out of winter, the first day it reaches 60, it's like, oh my gosh, it's so nice out, it's so
wonderful.
Warm. And then once we're in summer, and then coming out of summer, we have the first day where it reaches 60 again, and it's like, it's freezing.
Yeah,
why is it cold?
I know. So here's another sort of weather-related item. Remember the drop, some of you remember WKRP in Cincinnati, and the turkey drop at Thanksgiving, that always gets talked about at Thanksgiving. So yesterday in Aspen, there was a bomb, literally a bomb, that was the size of a turkey that was dropped from a helicopter onto a soft snow belt. This was something, the bomb was duct taped to a box, and the helicopter, they set the timer for 2 minutes, so the helicopter could get out of the way, and then the explosion took place. The bomb blasted snow 100 feet into the air, triggering an avalanche. And that's what they wanted to do because the avalanche, you know, this time of year, I guess it's a little late for this stuff. But unfortunately, they didn't plan for it too well because the snow blocked off a two-lane highway down below. You can see that. It was kind of like hover, like a football play, right? Hover, toss, explode, slide. That's what happened. That was it. That's the story in a nutshell. And so
a controlled avalanche.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. How do you do that? Hello.
That's funny.
No sail there. Water levels in the Great Salt Lake. Jack Stockwell, who lives in Salt Lake City, always bringing us up to date on what's going on with the weather. They've had so much snow up in that neck of the woods. They'll be skiing until next month there. So if you want to go naked skiing or bikini skiing, you'll be able to do that. The only thing is, though, when it gets up into the 70s and the 80s and you're skiing, all that slush, you better have a windshield wiper, right? You get covered with all of that slush going down the mountain. All right, enough of that stuff. The Food and Druggies dropping all restrictions specific to gay and bisexual men donating blood. I never understood why this was considered a public health problem in the first place. What? So what?
I think it was, my guesstimation is that it was probably tied to the AIDS pandemic back the 80s.
Yeah.
But at the same time, anybody they get blood from has the blood goes through the same testing. They're still testing for HIV and AIDS and all of those things. Yeah. So, yeah, it doesn't make sense that it took this long to lift that ban.
Well,
those restrictions.
But you can it doesn't. But you can understand the question, the concern. I guess I'm on both sides of it. I think we don't give enough blood. I try to give blood every 3 or 4 months. I think that's somewhat, but the problem is you can't find places to give it anymore. The Red Cross is not a great place to go to do anything. So when you go, some of the hospitals won't take it anymore because of this problem, in fact, because they couldn't monitor it. So let's see if this helps, because they're always asking, at least around here where I am, always, always, always looking for blood. That sounds a little gross, doesn't it? Let's see, how else could I put that?
Well, it just seems like there's always the blood shortage. That's been
blood.
It's always happening. Yes, yeah.
In all the wrong places, looking for blood and too many. All right, California pilot with a daredevil YouTube channel deliberately crashes his plane, a stunt which was done to make a video, has pled guilty to obstructing the investigation into the crash. Former Olympic snowboarder, 29-year-old Trevor Jacob, admitted to putting cameras on his plane, equipping himself with a parachute so he could film the flight in Santa Barbara, and into Yosemite National Park he goes. He didn't intend to make it to the location. There's a 12-minute video. I don't know if you've ever seen this. You usually are pretty good at this. I don't look around. I do follow Clickies, yeah, but I never saw this. The video is called "I Crashed My Plane." It was posted to his channel, I think, a year or so ago. Claimed his plane had engine trouble. He had a parachute out while holding a selfie stick to record himself. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. So if it was a real situation, an actually dire situation where he had engine trouble and his plane was going down, but first, let me grab my selfie stick.
Right.
Like... He caught himself.
Exactly.
He was literally, what is it? What's that phrase? The smoking gun.
Yeah.
He was, you know, why would you be holding that if this was a real situation?
Uh-huh. Here's the story about a pregnant woman who caught a 2-year-old boy who fell from the second-story window. She was out in, this is a woman who lives in Iowa. She jumped into action to help a toddler who fell from a second-story window. Kiri Jones was out walking her dog in Des Moines, and she spotted a 2-year-old boy throwing items from the second-story window of a nearby home. At one point, Jones said the boy began leaning over the edge of the window. Where the hell is the mother or the father or some figure? So anyway, she tried to
get into things very fast.
I suppose, yeah, right.
I mean, you even step into a different room for one
second.
Yeah,
but the window open, and, yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I can see my grandson, who's a little bit less than 2 years old, my second grandson, he's into everything. But they live on the bottom floor. But there's still, there are lots of things they can get into as much as anything else.
Get
so this lady's screaming.
She's 33 weeks pregnant, too.
Yeah, right. So the toddler loses his grip and falls toward the ground. But the video, is there a video of this? Somebody's got a video of this, right? I didn't get that there was a video. She told a story.
I don't believe that there is a video.
No video.
But, yeah, so she was standing right underneath him of him in case he did fall. And she, because the window is open, so she's screaming because she's thinking, well, someone might hear
Somebody's got to be there.
But there was no response. When the toddler lost his grip, she was there to catch him, thankfully.
So sweet. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's the story of a couple of brothers, six-year-old, three-year-old, in serious trouble with their folks after stealing and then crashing their family car. 6 years old.
How did the child, how did the six-year-old even know how to drive when a lot of adults don't even know how to operate vehicles?
Bunga, bunga. How about that? That's a good story for Nick from Miles, actually. Our auto expert. Right now, I'm an expert in losing weight, and I'll share some of my expertise with you. I've become an expert because for 7 years on this program and other programs that I do, I've been focused on the benefits of taking Calitrin to lose weight and keep it off. So go to toploss.com, that's their website, and see all the advantages. Take advantage of the deals they have right now. This is the only, this is an all-natural, fabulous way to lose weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Pardon me while I fill out a wanted form in the local agricultural marketplace. I've got to get to the good news today from the Food, Farm, and Family Department, which you can check out at foodfarmfamily.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. We have a number of recalls to pass along to you. The allergy alert on, and I asked you before how to pronounce this, Sodexo, is that it?
Sodexo, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Soy could be in yogurt parfaits. These things are available all over the place. They sell them in garages, good dog. In grocery stores, they sell them in the little, what do they call those little convenience stores. That's
yes,
it.
Yeah. And they're under the Simply To Go, we'll say on the label, not Sodexo. It's
right.
Sodexo,
yeah.
But when you are looking at these, if you have any Simply To Go blueberry yogurt parfaits or strawberry yogurt parfaits and you have a soy allergy, oof.
Yep, all right. So New England and the Northeast is basically where these guys are. Next, we have a national recall from Albertsons. Voluntarily recalling oatmeal raisin cookies because they may have oatmeal in them. No, that's not really true. Peanuts. Ah, here we go. Of course, everybody expects to find peanuts in their oatmeal raisin cookies, right? Safeway, the grocery store chain that is part of the Albertsons big. They're one of the four biggies that own all the grocery store chains, different names. But all the stuff is made in the same place and it's all sent out. So these are packages of cookies labeled as oatmeal raisin, but they may have actually peanut butter cookies in them. So that's a sloppy management, pretty sloppy all the way around, right? You make peanut butter cookies, you put them in a peanut butter cookie bag, not in an oatmeal raisin bag.
Yeah.
Because everything's automated, so yeah. Right, nah, it's all automated. So bring them back. Get your dough back. Here are lots of pounds of pork rind recalled over a lack of inspection. This is a Freeland, Michigan company called Mitten Gourmet recalling the ready-to-eat pork rind. This stuff's gross, isn't it?
I cannot say I've ever had them. I'm not even sure I know what pork rinds are. Are they chips that taste like pork? Or
they're sort of fried.
Are
it's
they
like
fried
the worst
pork pieces?
Part. Yeah, they're rind, is kind of the fat of the pork, and it's very chewy. And so this becomes a chew, right? Like Charleston chew, this is fatty chew. And so here you go with the fat. By the way, speaking of pork products, the largest pork producer in our country, processor, is Smithfield, owned by the Chinese government. China's WH Group owns. Remember, we've been talking about this for a couple of years. So they have, they're going to close 37 of their sow farms. They have not been able, they say they haven't been able to find enough help. But what they're doing is consolidating. And as I've said before, now it's becoming more obvious, they're taking the pork that they're raising and bringing it to China. And then they bring back the lousy pork, grind it up into sausage and stuff, and that's what we get here in America, and nobody in the USDA is doing anything about it. Another example of us giving over to the Chinese in a way that most people are not going to see. Most people don't even know when they buy Smithfield that it's a Chinese-owned company. It's outrageous. All right, so let's see. What else we got? The peanut patch. This is something interesting. A patch that's wearable could prevent severe allergic reactions in toddlers if you've got a peanut allergy. Wow. This is kind of interesting, right? This is a trial that involved a couple of hundred children who were very young, up to 3 years old, and they had peanut allergies. So these children didn't volunteer. Their parents did. You wonder if it was for the money. They get paid to do this? Why would you put your child, if you know he has or she has an allergic reaction to peanuts, into a test to see how your child reacts to with a peanut allergy to peanuts?
The purpose of the peanut patch, should it work as it's supposed to, is to desensitize the allergy so that way you don't have this allergy for the rest of your life. Yeah. I could see why some parents want to, even regardless of financial situations, why they might want to try to see if it works
Mac?
For their child.
Your child's that age. Would you do it with Mac?
I don't know. He doesn't have a peanut allergy.
Yeah. Well, but for other allergies as well, I wonder. I just have to ask you. It's a rhetorical question. It's 59 past the hour. We don't have time for anything except rhetorical questions. Okay. So we finished another great hour here on Good Day. How do you like that?
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.